This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Brad Sham had the call with Babe Laufenberg from AT&T Stadium, and Brad is joining us here on Sean and RJ. Brad, what did you think of the offensive pass interference call on Michael Gallup? Live in the moment, it sounded like you and Babe agreed with the ref.
It's not so much that we agreed, Sean. I think it's just that, and I don't know if you saw the statement that the referee Tony Corrente made to Clarence Hill, the pool reporter, later. But when you see the arm extend, they're just going to call that. And that's exactly what Tony Corrente said. He said every time we see that arm extend, then that signifies a push-off. And you have to be more subtle about it. They could have not called it. It wasn't egregious, but it wasn't the worst call against the Cowboys that I've ever seen. And it's just something that you learn as a player with some experience. And, you know, things even out. They got away with a blow to the head by Aldon Smith, which wasn't intentional, but he hit Goff right in the face on the interception by Wouzier. So the pass interference happened at a bigger time in the game, but I've just seen too many of them that go like that. It was unfortunate. Babe saw it as it happened. I saw what I thought was what I was hoping was a great catch, but I was watching the ball and Babe was watching the route unfold, and he had a really good look at that very subtle little extension of the arm. You just can't do that.
What did you think of the 4th-and-3 decision to go for it? Maybe what did you think of the 3rd-and-6, then the 4th-and-3 versus kicking to tie?
I would have kicked, but that's me. And I don't think that's why they lost. I think I should be used by now. I should be used to the fact that, you know, in a 3-point game, people are going to diagnose whether the 3rd-and-6 run was the right call. I mean, they know their players and they know what they're working against. It's a very easy thing to say a play that didn't work should have been a different call. They're running the ball pretty well, and I would have kicked, but I don't think that's why they lost the game. They lost the game because they really couldn't consistently dominate defensively. They held them to 20 points, and I feel kind of stupid saying that they didn't dominate defensively. But those two touchdown drives one of them took up the whole quarter. You know, you didn't even get a chance to play offense in the first quarter because the Rams held the ball for 12 minutes. And then offensively, they were 3 out of 12 or something like that on third down? Pretty hard to win those games.
You know, we talk a lot about, this was today, at least we have. This is the same, more of the same. There's really no difference here. It's, you know, more of the same for the Cowboys. Garrett McCarthy got it. Well, what was different? You know, we talked about what was all the same. What did you
it's
think
one
was
game.
Different about
it's one
this
game
Cowboys
out of 16.
Team?
They're up against, both coaching staffs are up against an opponent that they don't know exactly what's going to happen. And so you have to try to do what you do better than the other guy. Basically, there were a few plays, I thought, RJ, where the Rams were better. Like on the pass to Lamb on 4th down, that safety made a hell of a tackle. If that's a Cowboy safety and the Rams are doing it, then we're talking about what a great play that safety. That guy did that his entire career at Ohio State. That's what he did. There was the third down pass in the fourth quarter, next to the last drive, I think, that was to Cooper that came out incomplete. They originally called it a fumble. Then they said it was incomplete. Babe disagreed with me on this one. I would like my number one receiver to catch that ball. He had the first down. Jalen Ramsey was better than Amari Cooper on that play. And sometimes, on some nights, on some plays, the other guy's better. And last night, in some of those critical times, the Rams were better.
Brad Sham?
I'm just not prepared to say that it's totally different. The atmosphere, the chemistry, it's different. But if you want to just throw up your hands and say it's all the same after one game, then that's certainly your prerogative.
Brad Sham here on The Fan. What did you think of Dak's game?
For the most part, I really liked it. I have to go back and look. When you have that kind of statistic on third down, that's not good. Ultimately, the quarterback's going to be judged by the plays that he makes in those third down situations, in fourth quarter situations, in comeback situations. And I will say this, when they got the ball back with six something to play, I thought they were going to win because I thought he had really been in command all night. I can't think of too many decisions that he made that I thought cost them. I thought the protection was really good most of the night. You talked about you don't know how many other stars up. I'm not sure that I wouldn't give a star up to Terrence Steele. I have to go back and watch it, but I don't think he had a hiccup until late in the game, and that's pretty good for a rookie free agent thrown in and starting the offensive line. So I thought his protection was pretty good. I didn't feel like he made panicky decisions in the pocket or misreads. The throw to Gallup was, tremendous, was right on target. But when you have that third down number, that's partly the quarterback's going to wear that. He's going to carry that. It may be play calling. It may be defense. But that's part of the quarterback's night, too. But basically, I thought he gave you enough to win.
Pretend that you are a voice in the personnel meeting this morning. Which position group is coming out of your mouth first? Is it D-tackle? Is it linebacker? Is it tight end? Is it safety?
No, I think it's linebacker. I think we got to figure out, if we're in a personnel meeting, I think we got to figure out how bad is Van Der Esch hurt and what have we got to replace him. Although, I have a feeling that Joe Thomas might have played okay. He might have played pretty well, and I think he's the kind of guy who brings a lot to a team, but he's not Van Der Esch. And I thought Van Der Esch in camp was so impressive that he was one of the strong points. And if they don't have him for a prolonged period of time, then in a personnel meeting, the first thing out of my mouth is, what is that going to do to our defense if we're without him for a long time?
Brad, one more thing on Van Der Esch. Have you reached the point almost where whatever you get from him is gravy? We can't really count on him because he's not going to be healthy for most of his career.
Not yet, RJ. Because I thought for a minute when they said collarbone. I haven't heard this morning anything that it's not collarbone. If it is a collarbone, then that's a different injury than he had last year. When I first saw them looking at his neck, I thought, uh-oh, we're back to the same thing and then exactly what you just said. But, the rookie year, we didn't have any of that. And then he had the neck thing last year. So, no, I'm not ready to say that yet.
Did Babe talk about differences with Mike Nolan in terms of appearance or blitzes because of criticism of the Cowboys defense from Troy Aikman and others just lining up and not trying to fool you? What did Laufenberg have to say about any of the different looks defensively or even offensively with McCarthy and Kellen?
Not too much. And I think that I thought there would be a little more blitzing, but I think again there might be. You know, they go through camp, guys aren't tackling, they think they know what they've got. Now let's see. And so now they've had a game, and now they got to look at it and say, well, we didn't get this from that guy, or we didn't get what we thought from that position group, and so we'll have to do something different. Keep in mind, and we've all seen this 100 times, they might come out and look completely different on Sunday against Atlanta. I think it's too early to make a generalization like that. And I think the same thing on offense. We both did remark because we thought it was interesting, but no more than that. I wouldn't take it any further than interesting that they ran as much on first down as they did. But I'm willing to let that play out. You know,
did that Dak, surprise you?
Say again, did it surprise
did
me?
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
But you know, let's see some of that. Now, the Rams were playing a lot of zone defense. There was not necessarily – that might have been what looked like the thing to do at the time when they were in the middle of calling it. I do remember this. I believe it was Dak's rookie year. You can go back and check me. But we would all agree that that was a pretty good year, right? He was good. The offense was good.
Yeah.
The team was fun to watch. I think if you look back, they lost their opener. I remember one of Romo's best years. It might have been the 13-win year. They lost the opener to San Francisco at home. And then they went off on a big – I mean, it's one game. If it becomes a pattern, then we have a different set of things to talk about. But for me, I'm not willing to say – they're not different, or I know what they are after one game.
Cowboys have lost in week one of all of their playoff runs in the Dak era.
There you go.
To Mark Lane. So you were correct. And you lost to a team that could be pretty good. Everyone forgets they were 9-7 last year with offensive line issues.
So, yeah, and I did point that out early in the game when they came in here and lost in December, and there, I read before yesterday some people said, well, forget about that game because both teams were going nowhere. Well, that's not really true at all. The Rams were on a heck of a run, and the Cowboys kind of knocked them backwards out of the playoffs, and it would have been a crusher if the Cowboys had lost that game. And in that game that Dallas dominated, just exactly what you just said, Sean, they were missing half their offensive line. So now they've got their offensive line back together, and the thing that the Cowboys are going to have to correct is those long drives where you see screen games, the ball, how many times did Goff throw the ball down the field all night? 3 times? Screen passes to wide receivers, they're going to get a steady diet of that until they stop it. And a lot of that is linebacker play, and that's where you need Van Der Esch.
What was it like calling the game in Arlington?
Very strange. It was very strange because it's a night game. And so at one point I just looked up. First, you know, you get there and you got to figure out what's this monitor going to do, what are we going to see where. And we did not, you know, nobody wants to hear your problems, but what was supposed to be a pre-delay clean feed monitor was not pre-delay at first. They fixed it, but for the first little bit, that was on delay, and so we had nothing to work off that was really live. And I don't know if it'll be this way all year or if it was just SoFi Stadium, but the All 22, which was we chose to put up on the big board, they gave us a great shot of the clock down in distance after the play was over. But when you're just about at the snap, literally we had nothing for most of the game to tell us what the down and distance and exact time was. So we really had to be watching a computer and two different monitors, and that's our problem. The thing that was really weird was, okay, we start, we figure all that out, we're going, And then it got dark because it was a night game. And then at one point I looked up and we are not only in a big empty stadium, it's dark inside and out. It was complete Twilight Zone stuff.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.